having a free society means that people need to be free to take risks, including risks with their family, when they are suitable and loving parents.
Every Amish community has its own set of rules, but they typically shun electricity and use horse and buggies as their primary mode of transportation. One modern amenity they don't object to is conventional medicine.
This is not a kind of a religion where you just say we're going to pray about it and hope that it all works out.
Attorney Maurice Thompson represents Sarah Hirschberger and her family. Sarah was diagnosed with a rare cancer, lymphoblastic lymphoma, last April. And the Hirschbergers have simultaneously been battling Sarah's cancer and a court case since June.
The doctor said, you know, treat her right away. She could be dead in 2 weeks.
Sarah quickly started her first round of chemotherapy, and the side effects proved brutal. Sarah's mother worried for her safety.
We're pretty sure we're going to lose her if we keep doing chemo.
Some of the side effects are the risk of death itself, the high risk, over 50% chance of infertility, the risk of other kinds of cancer manifesting themselves.
It's really good, but stopping at that point, I think, was the best investment we did.
They decide that they're going to pull her out and after stage one is complete of the 5-stage chemo and try a more natural, herbal and holistic treatment with the idea that they could put her back into the chemo, the more invasive treatment, if the alternative didn't work.
Natural remedies may not be the appropriate route to replace a medical treatment, but it can be a huge complement to that treatment integratively.
Health practitioner Angela Lother agreed to consult the Hirschbergers regarding natural remedies. She hoped to work with Sarah's doctor to provide supplements for her treatment.
In natural medicine, we know that natural remedies can boost the immune system and help the healthy cells overcome the bad ones.
Angela says the doctor was not open to considering any supplements or alternatives, and the hospital eventually went on the offensive.
Akron Children's Hospital originally tried to have Sarah Hirschberger taken away from her parents, and Medina County Children's Services flat out refused to do that, said these parents are suitable parents, they are high quality parents, they are loving parents, and that's really key here. You know, it's one thing for society, government, for experts to overrule parents who are abusive or who are neglectful or who perhaps lack the capacity to properly care for their children. And it's imperative to emphasize that none of those are the case here.
The hospital didn't contest that the Hirschbergers were suitable parents, just that Sarah's interests would be better served by the doctor's expertise. The hospital then appealed the court's ruling, and the doctor testified that Sarah required 2 full years of chemotherapy to survive. The hospital's legal representative declined to comment, but argued the following in the appellate court. A finding of parental suitability does not end a probate court's inquiry. Parental rights, even if based upon firm belief and honest convictions, can be limited in order to protect the best interests of the child.
And that just seems crazy on paper. But this is actually what this Ohio statute allows, is for any person to step in and say, not the parents, but I deserve to make these choices for the family and for this person's daughter.
This time, the appellate court sided with the hospital and appointed a guardian to make medical decisions for Sarah. The Hirschbergers feared that this new guardian would force Sarah back into chemotherapy, so they fled.
They sought experts in Tennessee. They sought experts in Mexico.
The Amish don't drive and they don't take airplanes. So when the Amish have to go a long distance, it's a really big deal.
We knew we had to leave the country because if we'd stay in the U.S., we knew any hospital in the U.S., we would report right back to Akron Children's.
They can use Amtrak and Greyhound, but imagine how long it takes to get a bus to Mexico.
We actually left on a Monday night. It was Thursday in the afternoon until we got to our appointment.
They have spared no expense in trying to find the most effective way to cure Sarah's cancer.
And Sarah seems to be doing well.
So she was like a vibrant, healthy girl. She was always a fast runner, but she said that she's the fastest runner in the whole coup.
She is the most vibrant, full of life, energetic. Every time we see her, she is just glowing where when we first saw her, that was not the case.
There are a lot of questions surrounding Sarah's health and the future of her well-being, but because the Hirschbergers have repeatedly proven themselves as good parents with absolutely zero trace of abusive or negligent behavior, Thompson says these issues should be left entirely to their discretion.
Having a free society means that people need to be free to take risks, including risks with their family, when they are suitable and loving parents who will take those risks out of position of love and belief in the treatment that they're following. And I think that's what we have here. And all we can do is decide to put it in the hands of the parents instead of the government. And were it otherwise, we could take away children from homeschoolers. We could take away children from any religion that we find offensive.
If we just be left alone is what we were asking for.
The Guardian has since resigned, and the Hirschbergers no longer fear forced treatment. But Thompson continues to work towards preventing cases like this in the future, and intends to challenge this law until it's overturned.
Whether it's the right to refuse unwanted forced medical treatment, or whether it's the fundamental guarantees to raise and bring up your child's in terms of their education and their health care the way that you see fit as a parent, it's pretty clear that the Hirschbergers have strong constitutional rights that are at stake here, and that's really what we're protecting.